Greetings, dear viewers. What you've just seen is not a Hollywood movie, but a reality of today's life. Most of these crises are already visible. One of them, which we still tend to underestimate and don't want to admit to ourselves, is food crisis. And what is even scarier is that hunger is being created artificially. And unfortunately, if we do not change the consumer format of society, it's what awaits us all. The modern economic system of the consumer format is designed so as to create crisis, inflation, and wars. All wealth and resources in this system belong to a small percentage of people. It is even called the economy of the 1%. Meanwhile, the rest of the people become poorer and can afford to buy fewer and fewer goods. The economy loses consumer demand and the recession begins. And this causes people to become even poorer and money to flow even more to the top of the pyramid, to the so-called 1%. This is the economic system itself creates poverty, and poverty creates hunger. This is the standard mechanism of the consumer format. However, there are factors that are now further exacerbating this system, and these factors lie at the level of geopolitics. The first factor is the climate agenda, which aims to reduce CO2 emissions. Under this cover, a situation is created to reduce the amount of food on Earth. For example, the Netherlands, which is the second largest supplier of food in the world, decided to reduce nitrogen emissions. And this has led to a reduction in agriculture. Farmers find themselves in a situation where it is not economically profitable for them to produce agricultural products and raise livestock. Either they are burdened with high climate taxes or they are given quotas for permitted emissions. The second factor is the development of expensive green energy and geopolitical decisions, which has led to a soaring of electricity and fertilizer prices. Farmers and companies in the agriculture are practically unable to bear these costs. Their business is no longer profitable, and similar situation can be observed in many other countries, including Germany, Canada, and Australia. This year, we have not yet felt the consequences of this situation because we are still living off the last year's harvest. But next year, there will be no such volume of harvest. And already this winter, we will be experiencing a shortage of common products in stores because of the electricity prices. It is already unprofitable to grow food in greenhouses and store it in refrigerators. We will have a delayed problem, which we will gradually begin to feel already. Some basic food products will disappear. These are likely to be vegetables, fruits, and meat, because it will be absolutely unprofitable to produce them. Let's simulate a situation. Taking all factors into account, what will this lead to? Our economy is collapsing and we are entering a severe economic crisis. People are getting poorer and poorer. Consumer demand is dropping rapidly. In parallel, there is a geopolitical crisis and we find ourselves in a situation where producers can't produce and buyers can't buy. Even if there is demand, there is no money. What will be the result? The food market is divided among three huge global corporations. These corporations are owned by two global financial funds, which own each other. And of course, they are all owned by that very 1% we talked about earlier. Now, let's imagine this situation. There are far fewer goods in the world. Prices are getting higher and higher. Do you think corporations will take care of distributing food around the world so that there is enough for all people? Of course not. In a consumer format where profit is the main goal, this is not going to happen. Governments in our consumer format will also not take care of hungry people in their country. Through these corporations, governments will only sell products to those who give them more money. Eventually, some countries will be left without the ability to get normal food at all. And some of the countries that will still have more or less solvent demand will buy food at very high prices. As a result, people will not be able to get these products anywhere else. Now, add to these factors the climatic situation, which has already been felt by all countries this year. The climate will exacerbate the geopolitical, economic, energy, and financial situation. And things will only get worse. This means that we will have no production, no money, no agriculture, and no fertilizers without which we cannot grow anything. And in a very short time, we come to the point where simply we will have no food. So how do we solve this problem? There is no solution in the consumer format at all, because there is no equal redistribution of food, and there is no goal for providing food for people either. So either the situation will escalate to the level of a food war between countries, God forbid that, or we will have what we are foretold, a mass starvation and famine. This situation would indeed be hopeless. But we have an answer and a solution. The economy of the creative society. A change in the economic model will completely eliminate the artificial factors that are now leading us to starvation. There will be no crisis, no inflation, no wars, no poverty. Everyone will have a high unconditional basic income and be able to buy as much as food as they need. Businesses would be free from taxes, interest on loans, and would have access to the most advanced technologies. Political pressure on farmers and agriculture companies would disappear. All of this will allow agriculture to expand and develop at a new technological level. And the new technologies will enable us to provide food for people even when the climate gets worse.